Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, did prove through the night that our flag was still there.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 3 hours, we are end-to-end, line-to-line, taking your phone calls on all the developments that we've seen here lately. I don't want to start raging here on air, and I already did 3 hours of the Alex Jones Show. So if you want to get my news coverage for the day, you can go back to band.video. And you can see all the news that we covered there and all the great reports from band.video that we played there as well. But you know, we haven't gone end-to-end phone calls in a while with no guests and no news coverage. And you know, I could check in with the news, and there's plenty of it here. But we're going to go just end-to-end, line-to-line for the next 3 hours, your phone calls. Kind of an open line Monday type of situation. And so the number to call in is going to be 877-789-2539. But, you know, what we're looking at right now with the vaccine passports is the new world order. World government, tyrannical world government, and you not having the ability to move freely or communicate freely unless you are complicit and compliant in the total enslavement of planet Earth, including yourself. And so there will be holdouts. There will be enclaves. But their plan is to lure you in with the bread and circus, lure you in with everything that you've become accustomed to and the ease of life and the industrial age, lure you in. And then, like a piece of bait, use that to get you to bite so that you enter the new world order as a human slave, as a human commodity that can be pushed and moved and sectored off and shut down and eliminated just like that. And then you're gone. Because you signed on to it. And so that's the big lie. The vaccine passport is not about granting you freedom. The vaccine passport is about ending human freedom worldwide. And if we can understand that and fight this battle now, we won't have to fight out of the deep-rooted clutches of these people, our lineage fighting for decades to free ourselves from this technotronic worldwide tyranny that's inviting us in right now, luring us with a vaccine passport for freedom, really for slavery.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, April 5th, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live at band.video, fanthis.tv, and warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours, and with you on the line as well. I said we're going to go line to line, end to end today. All 3 hours of the War Room taking your calls. I was filling in for Alex today, and I tend to, when I get into 6 hours of broadcasting, go a little zany. So I'm going to avoid doing that today by not being redundant and by getting to your phone calls. Now, I do have some news I may get to, but let me just put it out there as the crew is getting the phone calls lined up here so we can have everybody on the board and we can start hearing from you today. Maybe we'll try to do record number of phone calls. I've got videos that I covered at nauseam on the Alex Jones Show because it's just so important to recognize what we're dealing with, where you have the masked Nazis reaching new levels of depravity in their tyranny and new levels of insanity in their psychotic behavior. Crying on elevators, breaking down into total emotional breakdowns on elevators because the person in there's mask slipped off their nose, starts pounding on the elevator, weeping and wailing. You had a family kicked off an airline because their 2-year-old daughter was eating yogurt without a mask. They were allowed back on the flight, but there should have been a mass uprising on this airplane. Here's the elevator psycho. But this is just your average bottom of the barrel leftist that we have to deal with in this society. And they're reaching levels of psychotic behavior and mental illness that really need to be addressed. If we were a serious nation, if we wanted to be real about this, we would be talking about this. This is a mental illness. This is mass mental illness. Do we care about one another when we see our fellow man losing their mind, going insane, having psychotic breakdowns? Do we care? Do we want to help them? What are we to do? But we don't even want to be in a real society. We just want to play around and pretend like this isn't happening or not talk about it because of political correctness. Now, imagine someone comes into the United States of America, a foreign country. Let's say Russia, just for fun and games. Let's say Russia decides they're going to fly a bomber jet over our major cities, and they're going to drop a bomb on a major highway in each city, destroying that major highway, destroying that part of the city's infrastructure. Now, would that be an act of war? Yes, I think so. I think that would be an act of war. Probably you'd have some serious repercussions for something like that. But now, what if the Biden administration decided they were going to shut down the highways and they were going to destroy the highways because of racism? Well, then I guess it would be a virtue signaling event. It would be a virtuous thing. It would be a righteous thing. And it'd be a good thing to cut America's infrastructure off. That's what Biden's doing right now in his infrastructure plan. Imagine if your energy prices for your country were really low, and then someone came in and said, you know what, we're going to make some policy changes over here, and we're going to make some other changes over here. And, yeah, now your energy prices just went up 2 times. Your gas prices, everything went up 2 times. Well, that'd be an act of economic sabotage, wouldn't it? That'd be a pretty serious thing. But that's what the Biden administration is doing. Oh, but it's because America's racist and white people live here. And so now it's a virtuous thing. Now it's a righteous thing to cut off our energy and double our prices. Ah, I see. Now imagine if somebody came into your neighborhood where you've lived for decades. You got a family there. You know your neighbors. You know the people down the street, around the block. Got a nice little neighborhood pool, little neighborhood park. All the kids play tennis, play basketball, swing sets, everything. It's a nice little community you got there. You guys like to have barbecues and block parties, you know, really great time. Somebody comes in and says, sorry, no, you can't leave your home, and you can't go to the pool, and you can't go to the park, and, yeah. Oh, you want to go to the pool, do you? Oh, you want to go to the park? You want to use that swing set with your kids, do you? Okay, well, we're going to need you to take this vaccine is what we're going to need you to do. We're going to need you to inject this foreign substance, and we're going to need you to pay for it. Yeah, okay. If that happened in your neighborhood, boy, you'd say this is an invasive force. This is tyranny. This is authoritarianism. What? This isn't freedom. What is going on here? Oh, but this is what's happening to us, and they said it's because of a virus and a fake pandemic, so it's righteous and it's virtuous. See how that goes? See that? Now imagine you had a destabilized countries on the south side of your country, but you had a border wall to make sure that your security was safe, make sure you had southern border security, to make sure your people was safe and the crime and the drug running and the human trafficking and everything didn't come to your country because you had a strong border, you had a strong wall. Now, imagine somebody decided to come in and tear that wall down. And then all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of people were coming here and drug trafficking and gun running and human trafficking and child sex trafficking. It was all running rampant. Boy, you'd say, that's a criminal offense. That is an inhumane, that is a criminal offense, a crime against humanity. The person responsible for this must be brought to justice. But when Joe Biden does it, it's okay. It's virtuous. It's against racism, and it's good. Huh. Boy, there seems to be a common thread. There seems to be a common trend here. And that's that our politicians and our media are selling us slavery and telling us it's virtuous and righteous. And it's all in the name of fighting racism or fighting a pandemic. None of these things of which you signed on to or have anything to do with. And then in the name of these lies, taking your freedoms from you, by the time you figured out you've been duped and you're asking for your freedoms back, they say, no, you can't have them back till you do what we say. Then you can be free again. This is what's being sold on a planetary level. This is what's being sold in the United States of America. This is what populism is completely rejecting right now. And thus, that's why they have to steal elections, censor the most popular people on the internet that are changing and moving the Overton window, not where the globalists want it to go, not where the eugenicists want it to go, but in a direction of pro-human, pro-freedom future with better infrastructure, more industrialization, not regressive culture, which is less innovation, less freedom. That's what globalism sells. You get less, you have access to less, and hopelessness. Because you're bad, you're scum, you're racist, you're a parasite on planet Earth, you're causing global warming, you need to die. And so this is what's happening right now. Not many out there tell it like InfoWars. Not many out there are willing to go down this path that everybody knows exists. But someday everybody will be forced to go down this path. And you're noticing some of the normies on TV are starting to look down this path and starting to be like, huh, there is really something going on over there, isn't there? Those conspiracy theorists that told me there was a path over here, turns out I just stumbled down it. But what does the media say? What does Barack Obama say? There's no tyranny lurking around the corner until, bam, you turn the corner and it smacks you right in the face. All right. On the other side of this break, we start taking your phone calls. In this short 4-minute break, jump over to InfoWarsStore.com and support the most banned news transmission in the world.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We tried to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it, because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWar, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today is the day. We are going to do a record number of phone calls, maybe. I don't know what the record is. I'm not going to really shoot for it because I want to give you proper time for each call. But we may go for a record here on the War Room, end-to-end, line-to-line. So we begin on the phone calls. If you hear somebody hang up, that means a line is open. 877-789-2539. Where to begin? Look at all these great callers that we have here. Let's go with James in Virginia is where we begin with the calls. In Virginia with James. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to plug the products. I wanted to say I got a bunch of T-shirts, and I wear the Russ Fauci and Gates one all the time. And people come up to me and say, heck yeah, man, you know, arrest them, put them in jail. So wanted to give that plug. But also wanted to bring up another thing, Owen. Mass hysteria affects women more than it does men. And there's been two major documented cases with mass hysteria affecting women more than men throughout history. I mean, there's been others, but the Salem witch trials for one. And then there was a case in the early 1900s in New Orleans at middle school, where a bunch of students, female students, had a case of mass hysteria. Now, I love my girlfriend, I love all women, but unfortunately, somehow the brainwashing and mass hysteria affects women more than it does men. And just like Alex said earlier on one of his shows last week, it says, if you can control the women, the men and the children will follow. So for whatever reason, mass hysteria affects women more than men.
Well, did you see, I think that you could use the video evidence from what we've been witnessing with the Trump derangement syndrome now to the mask derangement syndrome, and how the females seem to have the worst response. The females seem to have the most shrieking, nauseating, painful, psychotic response. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've seen some freaked out men. I mean, we've seen some freaky men, like seemingly demon-possessed. But did you see the video I played on the Alex Jones show today of the woman in the elevator having a complete psychotic meltdown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I wanted to finish, Owen, I know I didn't tell the screen caller this. I wanted to finish so you can get to the other callers. Callers, listeners, whoever out there, when they say you're going to get a mandatory vaccine, you will get it because this is how it's going to go. They're going to say, John Doe, you have your mandatory vaccine set up at Andrew Lewis Middle School at 9 a.m. on April the 27th. And when you miss that appointment, you're going to get a letter in the mail that says, Mr. Doe, you missed your appointment. Here's your rescheduled date. When you miss that one, they're going to send a health inspector to your house and say, Mr. Doe, you've missed your first two mandatory vaccine appointments. We're here to set you up for another one. And when you tell the health inspector that you're not going to get a vaccine, he's going to say, well, Mr. Doe, I see here that you have two kids enrolled in public schooling. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to see your kids until you take the vaccine. Are you sure you don't want to reschedule? And I'm going to leave you with that, Owen, because the callers need to know that's how it's going to happen.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And they're already doing that, in fact, in different cases. So absolutely. Or they'll take you to a psych ward if you don't want to take the vaccine. So that's why we have to resist it and reject it now before it gets to that point. I'm about to hit a full house here with James. So we're now going to go to James. Thank you, James in Virginia. We now go to James in Texas. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead. Do we have James in Texas?
Is James in Waco?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, Owen, I'm glad to finally talk to you. I just started listening to y'all back when Hunter Biden's situation got botched so bad by the press, and I couldn't find anyone making any comment on it at all. So you really helped me out there, and I've been a listener and a customer ever since then.
Well, we appreciate that.
The problem is I see it, and I worked over 35 years in the mental health industry and psychiatric hospitals and prison programs all over the state of Texas. And what I see happening is that we have a real pandemic here, but the pandemic is in the line of personality disorders, particularly cluster B, and not just, you know, the sociopaths that everybody likes to watch on movies and TV and everything. But to me, the main problem is the borderline personality disorders. They're just that's a lot of the hysterical women that you're seeing. And quite frankly, about 95% of the Democratic Party. And it's a mass manipulation of America is what we've seen happening.
Well, James, I've been talking about the mass mental illness. I know that you've been tuned in for less than a year. This has been an issue of mine in particular ever since I've been on air. It really is mass mental illness, and there's so many different reasons. There's so many different explanations, but it's all kind of been funneled into these into the mask nonsense now, where it's all these other weirdness, like with people in their social media and Trump derangement syndrome and all this other stuff that's out there. It's like it's all being funneled into the mask nonsense, into the fake pandemic, and this is like their big final psychotic breakdown, bringing society down with them.
Yeah, it is the biggest problem we're facing right now, and it is something that's certainly earth-shattering, and it could bring the end of the age. But, you know, it was crazy to hear Joe Biden come on and say, this is for the soul of America, his whole time. The problem with the personality disorder, and I know that there's a lot of them out there and a lot of even your listeners that fit that category, but to me, the real problem is they are disconnected from their soul. They don't have any connection in their soul, so they never can really solve any problems or really take a stand on anything with the conviction of God.
And think about this. If they don't even believe in having a soul. So, of course, they're separated from their soul. They don't believe in a soul.
I know they don't. But they, and again, it's an extension of not believing in God. But the separation on some people is, again, so that they'll constantly lie and manipulate and cheat and steal and everything without any sense of guilt of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't think that this is going to end the book of John, chapter 9, Jesus says, you know, when he heals the blind man, makes him see, he says, soon will be a period of darkness. It'll be dark and where no man will work. Well, that darkness is not actually light and dark like we think about it, but it's in the soul. And we are in the dark times right now. The good thing is that that's when the light will return to the earth. Is once he's dark, the darkness is.
Yeah, and the light will be seeked more so than ever. Thank you for the call, James. And we, you know, Biden is just a physical manifestation of the lost soul of humanity, a totally decrepit fake president in a stolen election. But, you know, the problem is, there's only two ways these psychotics are going to be stopped, and that's if somebody or something stops them, or they stop themselves. We know that's not going to happen.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast
contains
subject matter
that might offend
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're back here on the InfoWars War Room. We're taking your phone calls. And we're going to go now to Matt in Utah. Matt, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Owen?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, all these people that are saying that they're Christian, yet they're gonna go and put a mask on their face, or they're going to go and take that vaccine. They need to read what the Bible says. The Bible says we were created in the image and likeness of God from the dust of the earth. Is there anything on this earth that's made from this earth that can harm us? No. The only thing they can is it's up to God when people die. That's it. I mean, he's the one that controls it all.
And, you know, this goes back to a lot of what the last caller said, too. See, once you understand there's something bigger than you, you don't have this fear of death. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, we all have instinctive survival, you know, the need to survive, the will to survive, and nobody wants to die. But, like, if you're really that afraid of a virus, an invisible thing, a speck of dust, and you're in a panic over it, and you just put on the mask or take the vax or whatever, just because you're in such fear, I mean, in a way, you're already dead. You've already, death has already conquered you.
I'm going to tell you something. I wore a mask one time since this thing began. And the only reason why is it was for my son's birthday party, and he really wanted to go to this place, and they said we couldn't come in at all without a mask. That was the only time I ever wore a mask. The rest of the time, I, you know, they didn't try to give me a mask at Walmart. I say, no, Donald Trump's my president, and I walk on.
Oh, that'll say, that freaks them out probably. Oh, no, one of them? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, they don't really bother with me. I'm tattooed and missing teeth, so they don't want to screw with me.
They're just so stunned. They're like, this is the one that Peter Stroke texts about.
That's it. Awesome. I do appreciate talking to you.
Thank you, Matt. Look at this, though. I told you I got a full house here. I now got Matt in Levittown. Matt, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Owen.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I tell you what, these vaccines, I cannot believe how many people are willing to line up for their own death. It just makes me absolutely sick to my stomach.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was out today. I was at, I won't even say where I was, but let me just say I overheard an interesting conversation between a healthcare practitioner in training and a client, and they were both talking about the vaccines and how they didn't want them, but they were kind of afraid that they'd be forced to take them, and it seemed like they didn't really know each other that well, and they were just kind of having a conversation, and they were both like, yeah, all my friends that got it, like, had a really bad side effect, and they were both like, yeah, and then one, I think my other friend got it and died. And so, I mean, this is happening. Like, the media can bury this, and they can act like it's all safe and effective. No, 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 this is happening. There's real people that are seeing and hearing about the negative side effects. So, I mean, I think they're lying about all the desire to get them, too. I don't think that as many people want them as they're acting, or there's this demand that they pretend that there is, other than just people who, I guess, want to rush to get back to work because they need the vaccine to do it. But, you know, if it gets any worse than the side effects we've seen now, I mean, people are going to talk, and it's not going to be good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I've even told family members of, you know, how they were banned in other countries and the side effects, and do you even understand what's in this and what an mRNA vaccine is? And they just say, no, I can't wait to get it. And I just had bad news today. I found out that a couple of days ago, my son got it, and my ex-wife got it, and it just really concerns me about what's going to happen to you, you know. It's horrible.
Well, look, I think that, I mean, only time will tell, but it seems like the main protocol with these vaccines is to have some of them really just do nothing, but then have some of them spiked with real stuff to either kill you or, you know, give you Bell's palsy or something like that. And so it's kind of just, it's Russian roulette. I mean, it's Russian roulette. You can pull the trigger and fire a blank, or you can pull the trigger and blow your head off.
Yeah. It's sad that so many people are willing to take that chance, Owen. It really is.
Well, you know, I just, you know, I'm just glad I'm not part of the media that's ever promoted it. And I'm just glad that we were on the front lines of warning about this and rejecting it on its face. Because there's good people in media that just go along and read teleprompters and they just don't know any better and they get a nice paycheck and that's fine. But, you know, I think some of them are starting to look around and turn their head and kind of look at their partners and just be like, okay, boy, something is wrong here. Something ain't right. And, you know, they're going to take the red pill, I think, and who knows if they last on TV, but I'm seeing it right now. Matthew, thank you so much for the call. All right, we complete the full house now with Matthew in California. Go ahead, Matt in California. You're on the InfoWars War Room.
Owen Troyer. This is Matt trapped in a universe that doesn't exist. I sent Scott over my music video that I created called Mind Control to Major Scam. Do you happen to have a clip of it, possibly?
There it is right there. We have it pulled up, Slave to Liberty, Mind Control to Major Scam Director's Cut.
Yes, that's right.
Looks like that's on your Rumble. Is that on your Rumble channel?
It is. The Rumble's really just a placeholder. It's really my Instagram channel that has it. I just have it backed up on there. I don't really have any followers on Rumble, but my IG is Slave to Liberty. And I was just
Is that you singing? Is that you singing?
That is me singing.
With the long hair?
That's me. A hippie.
Can you give us a live performance?
I could do that.
Let's do it live. Come on. Eff it. We're doing it live.
All right. Mind control to major scam. Take your vaccine and put your face mask on. This is mind control to major scam. You've really been played. And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Which are Slave to Liberty shirts, of course.
This is good stuff right here. It's amazing because you're singing. It's almost perfectly synced up to your video.
Wow, nice. Joe works on that one. Yeah, I thought you guys could use it for bumper music. I put a lot of work into it. I want to say to all artists, we need to control the culture. We make it cool to hate on the mask and hit on all that stuff and the vaccine. And then that way 90% of people. Go ahead.
Now, well, here's the problem, because I hear you and I love it when people send me their stuff. It just becomes this thing where it's like a whole new job to go through all the music people send. And then it's like if somebody doesn't get their stuff played, they get upset. And so I just kind of never really went there. This is great, though. You did all the graphics and everything.
Yeah, I bet Alex would actually get a kick out of it. We're about the same age, we're the same year. He probably grew up listening to Ground Control to Major Tom. It was very trippy when I grew up listening to that song. I actually had a dream about it where I was in the dream listening to the original song, and I thought, because I spend my day and night hating on the pandemic or scandemic, that I thought, hey, in the dream, I was like, hey, what if it was mind control to major scam? So anyway, I told my homie about it, and we put out that video. So it's on my IG there. And at the end, there's some like crazy stuff from Clockwork Orange where the guy's getting brainwashed and stuff like that.
No, I love
cool.
It. It's like political Weird Al.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea.
Yeah, I've written a few of those parodies myself. They've been performed. I remember we actually did a couple here in studio. Again, it just becomes like with music, it's like a whole nother endeavor, and I don't want to half-ass anything. But, Matt, anything else? We got 30 seconds left.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to Alice in Wonderland for hooking me up on the thing and to Anomaly for having me on his show the other day and to Venice Beach Truck Club and to Humanity Enslaved and SD and Global Cooling. And thank you guys for having me on. And
wow.
Maybe
there you go.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about playing it. It would be great bumper music.
There we go,
mind
guys.
So the major scam. Anyway, thanks, guys. Love you.
You better wear your mask, or we're going to swab your ass.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Right here in the Windy City.
A government plane is planning to evacuate Americans from Wuhan.
The only way China can be locking down cities any harder is if the coronavirus will protest over Hong Kong's independence.
The White House announcing that it has created a coronavirus task force. President Trump is set to ban foreign nationals who pose a transmission risk from entering the country.
Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, miraculously goes away. That's true.
The number of infections on the Diamond Princess cruise ship has doubled.
The 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero.
Health officials in Washington State confirm a patient has died from the infection.
Here's what we know about New York City.
Check ignition. So there it is. Pretty powerful stuff. This is from our last caller. Ground control, the major scam. And it was all a major scam. It's all a big scam. Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We don't scam ya. We're as real as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. So are our products at InfoWarsStore.com. Reminder, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off. Rocket Rest back in stock, 40% off. Lung Cleanse Plus back in stock, 50% off. These sales are live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We are going to set a record for most phone calls taken today. Maybe, actually. I really don't know, but we're going to try. And we go now to, let's see here. Is it Ian in Florida? I think it's Ian in Florida. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, Owen. It's actually Ian down in Florida. Just like Ian, but with an M.
Gotcha.
Long-time listener, long-time caller, long-time product user, Info Warrior. And a couple of thoughts on my mind, just leading up to it. You know, we used to speculate over the years on all of this, you know, the when and the who and the how. And now, you know, here we are. We're in it, in the here and now. And these callers just do you know, great justice. They do a good job of breaking down the seriousness, you know, the deathly serious nature of where we are right now. But it's just moving so quick, Owen. And I just feel like there's so many precedent-setting events that are all accumulating at once, and it's important to keep some of them in the front and in the focus. And you guys have been doing such a great job, Stu Peters in the fourth hour, with these businesses being shut down and having fines and being arrested, and these parents with these cases where they're losing their parental rights over, you know, wanting to raise their children holistically. I think these are two very important things we should keep in the forefront.
Yeah, and, you know, there's all these things that the media is not going to cover. All the Trump supporters, the veterans, the families that are being harassed and arrested, held indefinitely for being in D.C. on the 6th. People having their free speech removed. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's all happening at once and so fast. It's hard to decide. How do you cover it? How do you take what takes precedent? What's the biggest story?
Well, and that's the thing. You know, if we let these cases kind of like Ian Smith, you know, he's like a Chris guy, the way he stood up about his gym. But
yeah,
we
and
got
by the way, his gym, they keep a tally. I think he's close to like 250,000 people that have gone in and out of his gym. Not a single case of COVID. Not one.
Yeah, he said he's got, I think, 750 people a day coming in and out of there now, which just, you know, speaks volumes. It tells you where the people are voting with their actions.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's important to fight for these parents and to see these cases through, keep them in the forefront. Alex should keep, you know, recycling a lot of these people until their cases are over. The guy down in Fort Lauderdale, Mike Carnevale, he had his gym taken from him, arrested three times. You've got that mother, Melanie Joseph, who hasn't seen her son in a year for some very arbitrary type of rulings that, you know, if those things circulate throughout the family court system throughout the country, these are precedent-setting cases that anybody on the, you know, any litigious lawyer can basically cite these past cases and just start the snowball effect of it happening all over the place. You know,
and if
I mean?
We had the, see, and we had the power to do the exact opposite. We could flood these courts with these ridiculous cases. If everybody stood up against this, the judges wouldn't even be able to hear a single case. They'd have to throw them all out.
Well, I think they should receive a lot of letters. If you can't donate to these type of people when you hear them interviewed or you find their individual stories.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely continue to put them on air and tell their stories, EM. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to Jaden in Atlanta, where they're going to they've taken the All-Star game from Atlanta. You built that new stadium, which your old one was only like 20 years old, but you built the new one, and then they took the All-Star game for you, which they promised you for building the new one. But don't worry, they'll still play 81 other Major League ball games there because it's all just a political stunt. Jaden, Atlanta, go ahead.
Exactly, Owen. You couldn't have said it any better. And I wanted to, you know, come on here and make an analogy from the Transformers movies, actually. And, you know, as you get older, you watch movies and then you get the real meaning of it. And as you go through all four of them, you know, you realize the U.S. government in the beginning is really big. You know, it's a really big symbol. And as you get further into, you know, the movies, it becomes a new order, new government, like one world order. And, you know, it's funny because in about, the second or third one, the U.S. government starts working with the Decepticons. And that's kind of what's happening here if you think about it. And I'm going to get really real with people on InfoWars because we can take it. This is a demonic alien takeover. And I'm telling you, you look at these people in real life and you, like, actually feel these people, like, the presence, it's emptiness. These people are nothing, dark. These people are deformed. Look at Epstein. Look at Weinstein. If you look at the testimonies that the women give, these people, these men, these I don't even know what they are. They're not human. And this goes through the entire U.S. government. Hollywood is another sector of the FBI. Like, everything that we know that they tell us is a lie. Everything. And, you know, Owen, you talk about this sometimes, but you don't really get too far into it. You kind of stick to the, you know, the next day news, policy, things like that. But I know you know that this is more than humans against humans. This is the human race against a demonic force, and it's really on. We only have InfoWars. We only have a certain amount of places we can go to get the right information. But it's going to come to a point where we got to come together as people, and we got to fight this because there's only so much we're going to take. There's only so much we're going
to
take.
Well, look, I think humanity is getting ready to be real about what we're dealing with. But first, they have to accept that we're even dealing with it. And then you can maybe mainstream the fact that these are demonically possessed people or however you want to classify them. But let me tell you, I haven't really rubbed elbows with Hollywood types, so I can't really speak to that. But I've rubbed elbows with the you know, people on TV news and all the TV news personalities, and I've been out to all these events where the brain dead leftists will show up, and I can say for sure, it's a weird thing for the leftists that show up at these protests, they feel like empty husks, like there's nothing behind the eyes, there's nothing going on in the head. Some of them still maybe have hope, but you can tell some of them have been completely soul sucked. But then like the people in TV that I've run into and I've been next to, they have a completely different energy where it's like they've sucked the energy. It's like they're the ones sucking the energy from the humans. They're like somehow getting empowered through osmosis every time these brainwashed humans give up their soul, and the further their soul leaves from their consciousness, it like empowers these demons. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but yeah, most people aren't ready to talk about that. And our traffic is up. So it's like I'm trying to get people to understand maybe the first, second level of what we're dealing with. And then if they can realize that there's something even beyond that, then it's even more powerful.
You could have said it better, Owen. You could have said it better.
All right, Jaden. Well, look, I got a ton of calls to take. Another great call. I mean, where you can't even go anywhere. Folks, our callers are better than 90% of the people that you're going to see on media, quote unquote. Our callers could give you a better 5-minute summary of what's happening in the world than any CNN or MSNBC host. Now, that's most of them is by design, but you got the Chris Hayes's. That's just a complete idiot. That guy's a complete moron. But you stand next to like a Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper, that's like, there's something else there, man. There's something else there. You look at a Brian Stelter. Acosta, again, that's probably just a complete idiot. The IQ of a ham sandwich. But Stelter, he's got something else going on, man. He's got, yeah. He's got that look. He's got that feel. Yeah, he loves sucking that soul. He loves watching the children get soul sucked. He loves lying to you and deceiving you. But a new organization called Politifacts of America, United Facts of America, they've hired Brian Stelter as their fact checker. And he's laughing all the way to the bank. One of the biggest liars in the history of television, Brian Stelter. We'll be right back after this short break. Remember to jump on over to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Support us.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
I'm being tempted. I'm being tempted by great video reports that we have that are just getting up at band.video, but I'm not going to do it. I said end-to-end phone calls. I'm getting tempted with breaking news being sent to me and given to me, and I'm squeezing it. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. We're going to continue on your phone calls. We're not going to talk about the big development that just happened in the Chauvin case. No, I will, just for a second. We may play the clip. But they now have a new body cam angle that Derek Chauvin's knee was never even on George Floyd's neck. Which, of course, goes along with the autopsy that said he had no trauma to his upper back or neck area around his head because, well, apparently Chauvin didn't even have the knee on the neck. And so now I've got sworn testimony and new body cam footage being presented in the Chauvin trial right now. So that's going on. So we may have that coming up, but we go back to the phone lines. Bear in Wyoming. Bear in Wyoming, you are on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey there, Owen. Thanks a lot for having me on. Long-time listener and a 24-hour streamer of the InfoWar.
Thank you,
anyway,
Bear.
Anyway, hey, not a problem. You can find me over on Twitch at Bear's Place. Anyway, I wanted to point out a couple of things. One thing is the border crisis. You know, we keep focusing on this COVID garbage, and that's not what we should be focusing on. They're sending these people in without testing and everything else, putting them in our children's schools or putting them in our neighborhoods. COVID ain't what we got to worry about, brother. It's tuberculosis. That's a
well, yeah, but you, yeah, but hold on. You know, COVID was used as a BS thing to bring in the one world government. And the immigrants are just, the illegal immigrants are just being used to collapse the United States of America. So, I mean, there's an agenda, obviously. We're not taking this at face value.
Well, we can't. I mean, we're ran by a bunch of idiots, so what can we do? But anyway, here's the point I want to make. I want to point out the importance of supporting the InfoWar. We all take it for granted. We turn it on, and we expect it to be on. One day it's not going to be. If we don't support the InfoWar store, it's no longer going to be here. And I'm going to tell you what, you guys have turned me into an InfoWar junkie. I turned around, I've actually sold or donated my plasma just so I could get some X2 and some vitamin and mineral fusion. They're that good. I really appreciate it. I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of calls to get to. Thanks a lot for being here, guys.
Wow. Thank you, Bear. That means a lot. And, you know, it's one thing coming from us, but, you know, from callers that understand, folks, don't take it for granted, because, I mean, look, I mean, you may wake up one day and InfoWars may not be there, but the more support we have, the longer we'll last in this fight. I hope InfoWars makes it to the next level, folks. Believe me. I mean, I'm going down with the ship, but I'd also love to go up with the ship, so your participation in this is vital and crucial to what comes next. And, of course, the easiest thing you can do, as the caller said, was shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And the second easiest thing, I guess it depends on what your measurement of easy is, tell your friends and family about the transmissions. Share the links to band.video of all the great reports. Share the links to the live streams and say, look, these people are live 10 hours a day telling you what's really happening. Mainstream media has been lying to you. Tune into this for 24 hours. Tune into this for a week. You'll see. You'll know. Share the links in the articles at InfoWars.com. So, yeah, there's secret information. There's banned information. Corporate government doesn't want you to see. Big government doesn't want you to see. Big tech doesn't want you to see. All this big brother tyranny that they say is not around the corner. Well, I guess Obama was true. I guess Obama was not lying when he said there's no tyranny lurking around the corner. The tyranny's already here, and we're in it. And it only gets worse if we don't stand up and resist now. We're into the second hour. More of your phone calls coming up. Folks, don't take InfoWars for granted. Go shop at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Keep us on air.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We're in the second hour of the InfoWars War Room. We're taking your phone calls. Lines are still loaded. If you hear somebody hang up, that means a line is open for you to call in. And we're going to go by who's been holding the longest here. It's Hunter in Michigan. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Hunter, go ahead.
Hey there, Owen Sawyer. It's good to talk to you. It's been a whole year since last April you talked in the mic and gave me COVID.
Hey, Hunter, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm through here, bud.
All right, we're getting a lot of background noise, but go ahead.
Hey, it's been a year since I talked to you. Last April, we had Bill Gates on. He coughed into the microphone and gave me COVID. He coughed into the microphone and gave me COVID. So I'm doing fine out here in Michigan.
Well, that's good, man. I'm sorry. I want to take your call, but I'm having so much interference with your sound. It's hard to understand what you're saying. I'm sorry, Hunter. We got to let you go, man. Better. Go ahead.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, that's much better.
So it's been a year since I talked to you, Owen. It's good to hear your voice. I was on the podcast when Bill Gates was on. He coughed at the mic and gave me COVID.
Yes, that's right. It spreads over microphones. We broke that.
Yeah, you coughed and gave COVID. I went around and gave everybody else COVID. So.
And nobody died?
Everybody died.
Oh, the super spreader.
So I got a question for you. What do you think is going to happen with all this new gun control garbage?
You know, I was thinking about this today. They have to get the guns. I don't know the latest numbers. I mean, maybe there's a statistic available. I don't know what the latest statistics are as far as gun owners in the United States. I think everybody in my crew owns a gun. Are we at 100% crew gun ownership rate? Guys, let's get a crew cam. Does everyone in the crew own a gun? I mean, I shouldn't even be, I'm putting them on the spot here. I apologize for that. So, all right, look, they have to get the guns. There cannot be a fully conquering of the United States of America unless they get the guns. There'll always be that possible resistance. There'll always be that possible armed revolution. And so as I'm sitting back and I'm trying to be a little calm, I'm thinking on the bright side. The Biden administration and all its criminality and all its corruption and all its just patheticness is going to be a major awakening factor. And there's going to be a lot of damage caused. Some of it may be irreversible, but it's going to wake Americans up. But so I'm thinking long term. They have to get the guns. As long as we can stay steadfast on the Second Amendment, we'll be okay. As long as InfoWars can still have an outlet, just as an example, it's not even about InfoWars per se. As long as InfoWars can still be on air, there can still be lingering free speech. There can still be the enclave of free speech. There can still be the people they don't want speaking, and that readily available. And as long as there's people standing up against the forced vaccine, they can't fully implement the medical tyranny worldwide. So as long as we can hold out and stave off those three initiatives, there's still a fight left in humanity. There's still a hope for a free human future. But that seems to be the strong point, and that seems to be the origin for all the other next level things that they want to take. Total control over speech and communications, total control over your body, and then total control over the whole world, you not having a firearm, you not being a free citizen. So if we can just resist on those fronts for now, I think we can hold out. It's not going to be pretty. And the Biden administration is going to do significant damage to this country, and it's going to get ugly. And then the other challenge is going to be to resist a civil war. That one may be even tougher, the way things are going, sadly. But, you know, you try to war game all of this out. You see the dividing lines. Nobody really wants a civil war. I think some people may feel it necessary, and I think some people just want to kill their opposition. That's why you're seeing these events like what we saw in D.C. last week, and the Colorado shooter, and the murder in Portland of a Trump supporter, the murder in Denver, Colorado of a Trump supporter, the shooting of Steve Scalise and other congressmen by a radical leftist. So they've already been trained, yeah, go kill conservatives, go kill white people, go kill Asian people. It's a good thing. They're bad. And they just assume there'll be no pushback because we've been just sitting on our laurels and not wanting to engage with these people because we know they're not the real enemy. They're just soul-sucked, brainwashed minions of the New World Order. But even though we have a heart, we have a will to be free. And eventually that will to be free will sacrifice the heart in hopes that in that freedom we can reinstill the values in the heart in our future lineage that we had to sacrifice to save freedom for humanity. But this is all down a dark path. So let me draw back, go back to the phone lines to pro-human intelligence. Probably going to take me right back down it. Pro-human intelligence in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I'll be quick unless you have some questions. Is this heavy stuff here? I got the vaccine brain damage battle plan for you. Okay. This is not just for a cloud prison strategy to destroy society with millions of disabilities. It's not just a precedent for euthanasia. After maybe a couple years, we're having to euthanize people who can't take care of them. It's a terrible tragedy. They're going to cure this with something called neural duct. Are you familiar with that?
Are you on a speakerphone or something? I'm having trouble hearing you, but I think you asked me about neural dust.
Correct. Neural dust.
Okay.
I'll read you just from the Wikipedia page. A millimeter-sized devices that may be used to study, monitor, or control the nerves and muscles and remotely monitor neural activity. This is a technology that's under development that will be able to, probably within about 5 years, to reverse this brain damage, but it's going to turn these people into meat puppets. Okay. Here's something from sciencedirect.com. And this is a branch of science called electroceuticals. All right. Imagine no drugs. I wonder if you can. No need for surgeries or intervention. A brotherhood of electroceuticals. Imagine all the devices sharing all the world. Now, why did they invoke that particular song into a scientific paper about this sort of thing? It's of that same spirit. But can you see where that's going? It's not just you're trying to kill people. They're trying to absolutely dominate them. We're talking about nanotech in the brain. And they'll market this to solve the problem they created. And I've been studying this for quite a while, and it's not much longer until it's ready. They just got to figure out how to get past the blood-brain barrier. And I'm sure in a few years they'll have that solved. Is any of this something you guys are familiar with?
Never really looked into neural dust. We're looking at some videos of it now. It's along the lines of smart blood and nanotechnology, and it's all about getting, you know, machinery or some foreign substance that's manipulatable into the human body. So as you say, you can be in control of it, but the human won't even realize that that's what's going on.
Correct. And, you know, to get a little religious, I guess you could say, I've always noticed it was interesting, the mark, it seems like there's two of them, a mark in the hand or forehead, almost like there's two different classes who receive two different systems. And this would probably be for a slave class. You would have your thoughts read by this. I mean, we already have thought to text technology right now, but it's not as sophisticated as they're trying to make it. I think
here's the core issue, because technology and advancement and innovation is inevitable. It's about who controls it, how it's utilized, how it's dispersed. And so that's why the globalists are going for total control, because they want to be able to disperse all this and be in control of it to control humanity.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalist. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
So Hunter Biden gets high off Parmesan cheese, and this is what they're using to distract you from the Biden crime family and the deals with China and all the other treason and the child molestation and pedophilia and all of it. See how that goes. Good luck with that. But that's their plan. This attack on Ron DeSantis by 60 Minutes is going to have serious repercussions if 60 Minutes had any integrity left, or if the public thought 60 Minutes had any integrity left. It's now waning and getting down to next to nothing. So the lies they told about DeSantis and then the deceptive editing of the interview is going to blow back in their face. It already is. But this is truly the death throes in their final moments of the New World Order. And you know, you can tell the weak agents are in a panic right now, while the big upper echelon agents are totally calm, like Bill Gates. Wonder what he knows. What is Bill Gates up to that makes him so calm on TV talking about how the vaccines are going to kill people and have mass side effects while he does TED Talks about how the human population needs to get down to zero? Why does he seem so comfortable with all of this? Really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, we're taking your phone calls. We're going 3 hours of phone calls today on the War Room. No guests. I've avoided the news. I don't even think I've played a video clip. So we have done it. We continue, though, and we have PL. PL calling in from Kansas. You're on the InfoWars War Room. PL, go ahead.
Thank you, Owen, for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So I saw the video that you were playing on Alex's show from the Spirit Airlines place in Florida, where the two-year-old and their family got kicked off the flight for not wearing a mask. And I think that's something that really sets a dangerous precedent for just how far as a society we're willing to tolerate what's quite frankly totalitarianism.
Well, it's sad. The whole plane should have stood up and said, you know what? No, we're not going to be slaves. Take the plane off. Let's go.
Yeah, that was what happened with another flight in Israel, I think you talked about in one of your previous shows.
That did happen on a flight in Israel, yes.
And I've heard people make the argument that the airline is allowed to do something like that because they're a private business. But at the same time, it makes me kind of wonder, at what point are we going to keep using that as an excuse for everything? Like, take an instance I had when I went to the mall with my mother recently. So the one we went to was kind of a mixed bag. There are some places that do it, that do require you to wear a mask, and some that don't. And it turned out the place in particular that we were going to, it was a clothing store, did require you to wear one. But the thing is, she was wearing one and I wasn't. And when we were browsing through the clothes, one of the employees saw that I wasn't wearing one. So she told me, do you have a mask that you can wear for me? And I told her, unfortunately not, because I actually have a medical condition. So that wouldn't allow me to be able to wear one. And after that, it seemed that she got with another employee. I'm not sure what they were talking about, but then someone who sounded like a manager popped up and said that he can't be here. And when she came up to me to confront me about it, not social distancing, mind you, she told me that governor's orders required that all businesses enforce that. And I showed her the ordinance that's passed here in the state.
Well, here's the problem. Here, there's two problems here. One is we already have laws in place that avoid this from happening. The problem is somehow COVID has just become above the law. So whatever's COVID policy is somehow above the law. So there's already medical reasons and there's already things and you don't have to wear the mask and they have no right to ask you. It's a violation of law. So it's two violations of law, but it just doesn't matter. And no, I guess no judge and no attorney wants to take up any of these cases because I haven't seen any of them in court, but there already are laws there. But somehow COVID is above the law. COVID is like a whole new thing, a whole new tyranny thing. So it's like, oh, it doesn't even matter what the law is. Any other time these airlines or these stores in the mall or whatever would never violate HIPAA law. They wouldn't think to do such an egregious illegal infraction on freedoms that's already has precedent in court. But somehow with COVID, it doesn't matter. Now, as far as these are private corporations, there is another way we can deal with that. Maybe how do you draw the line? Well, how about this? If you have ever taken a single dollar of public funds, which many airlines, many malls aren't built without public funds. Many airlines have received massive bailouts from public funds. So private, I mean, Facebook gets public funds, they're tax exemptions. So if you have any tax exemptions or you've ever received a single dollar of public funding, then you should not be able to declare yourself a private business anymore. And that would wipe that out. But see, these are reasonable approaches to these issues. People don't want to live in the real world. We don't have any real leaders in politics. It seems like we don't even have any real leaders in the business world either. So the tyranny just comes and we just have to accept it.
Yeah, and the thing is, the ordinance here in Kansas says that when it comes to businesses enforcing that, they have to make exceptions for people who don't have who do have medical conditions, or for people who basically need to be able to see somebody's faces. And the thing is, the perception that this manager put up was that basically her store's policy is above the law. And I was doing some research, and there exists a part of, I believe, the U.S. Constitution, correct me if I'm wrong on that, called Title 18, that says that if anyone tries to supersede someone's constitutional rights like that, that's punishable by a felony, especially if...
Well, absolutely, and they're in violation of HIPAA law, they're in violation of all kinds of laws. Now, the question becomes, are you going to hire an attorney? Are you going to fight them? Are you going to take them to court?
That's not something that I've really considered doing yet since...
Well, exactly. And I'm not blaming you for this. I'm not holding it against you. I'm just saying there's the problem. So they'll always get away with it until they end up with court and have to take a big fat L. But we're just not there yet. Thanks for the call, PL. Max calling in from Chicago. Max, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Hey, Max.
Hey, longtime fan. Huge fan of watching a lot of the YouTube videos you're in where you're on the campuses, and a lot of respect, man. A lot of respect.
Yeah, somebody's got to face these psychotics and show the world how brainwashed they are.
Oh yeah, man, it's crazy, and I'm a recently graduated Info Warrior, and it was kind of felt like I was a secret agent or undercover cop when I was there because I obviously wanted to speak my mind but wanted to graduate too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the leftists, they're the biggest bullies on campus.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And but hey, I was going to talk to you. I was interested about what your thoughts were, with the vaccine passports as it relates to inter-nation, like, moves, migrations. Like, I'm sure you are well-read about, the Sun Belt migration, a lot of people moving to the southern states, and I feel like people don't want to admit it.
Well, all the limitations right now that they're talking about, the vaccine passports, are just to try to incentivize us to get the vaccines and accept the passports so we can travel again. But I'll talk about that on the other side of this break.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God. And they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them.
but metaphysically at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We got some developing news. The carjackers in D.C. that murdered that Uber Eats driver, they've reached a plea deal. They'll never go to jail, and they will be released once they're 21. That's nice for them. So they got in and out of court real quick. Got a real sweet plea deal in that murder. That's good for them, isn't it? So get ready for that to backfire. Get ready for now all the Hunter Biden lies to backfire. When will the mother of Hunter Biden's illegitimate child or legitimate child step forward and debunk the lies told? Will the media hear from her? Believe all women? Not a chance. Not when it's a Democrat. But I want to respond to the last caller real quick. So the vaccine passports are just the introduction to the world government, the introduction to medical tyranny, and an incentive for people to leap into it. A lot of people aren't involved in politics. They just want to travel the world. They want to go see Europe. They want to go see South America. They want to travel again. They want to get back to their normal lives. They don't know about the vaccines. They don't know about mRNA. They don't know about any of it. They're just trying to get back to their life, and they want to travel, and they think if the vaccine's the way to do it, they'll do it. So it's just like what that lady on CNN says. We have to use incentives. So they have to take your freedoms and then incentivize you to accept the world tyranny, accept the world government, accept the medical tyranny by saying, here, we'll give you your freedoms back, just take our vaccines. See, all right, now you get the passport, now you're back to being free. So it's a Pied Piper event, it's an angler fish phenomenon, and that's who these people are. They're angler fish, and they want to eat you. And that woman is a flying see you next Tuesday. All right, let's go back to the phone lines now. We have who's been holding the longest here? Actually, let me make sure. Okay, Corinne in Michigan, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Corinne, go ahead.
Well, hello. Hello, Owen.
Hello, Corinne.
Oh, boy. Okay, first of all, and I try to spin things through as fast as I can, because I know you're pressed for time and you got a lot of callers on the line. There's one thing that I'm promoting right now, which is National Anthem, not Anthem, but Anthem, on Stony Wolf, on Twitter, and also on Facebook. And what I did is I posted a video of me, not in my most attractive sense, singing the National Anthem. And what I'd like, and I would like to see go viral, is people singing the National Anthem. What better way to trigger the New World Order? Now, that's one thing, you know.
And what better way, and let me just add, what better way to inspire Americans? That's why I play it every day at 3. It's inspirational. It reminds us that we live in the greatest country on earth, and damn it, we're proud of it.
Yes, and you should play it on the half-hour breaks as well. It should be re-promoted, you know.
Corinne wants to be the director of she's the new director over here.
I want to sing it right now, and I'll tell you, when I did this the other night, and go to my Stony Wolf on Twitter. That's my name, Stony Wolf. It's not Corinne. It is Corinne, but it's Stony Wolf. I just try to, you know, play a little bit below the guard. But I promote you guys 13 hours a day, everywhere I can, as well as other way, Gateway Pundit and, Breitbart, all these other platforms, because it's so important to get your voice out. And I had an incident here which really peed me off. You know, I took my dog into the vet at PetSmart. Don't go to PetSmart. If you can avoid it. And when I came to pick her up, because she has this tumor on her side, right? And when I came to pick her up, they asked me if I had a mask. I mean,
So I guess this is in Michigan. You still have the mask mandate?
Oh, yeah.
The fake mask mandate, the tyranny mandate?
And all I did is I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it right here. And what I did is I pulled out a couple plastic bags, which I use to clean up the dog too, you know, when I have to, out of my pocket, you know. But it's my body, my choice. And I tell this to people. I'm so upset when I go up to, you know, the local store and I see these young girls, wearing these masks. And I've seen several changeovers in employment in this one store that I go to, because they can't be doing this packing and moving and because I've done it.
No, the masks have got to go. Okay, it's getting ridiculous with these stupid freaking masks, man. Thank you for the call, Corinne. And it's like, I'm telling you, man, because I go out, I don't wear the mask, and there's so many times. And I'm not in Michigan where there's, you know, these fake mandates, but I mean, I walk around in Austin and I see it every time. I'll go into somewhere without a mask, and then as soon as other people see me without a mask on, they take theirs off. It's like clockwork. So be that leader. Be that rebel. Have that rebel spirit. Have that rebel soul. Stand tall. Don't let these bullies intimidate you. If you want to get aggressive, get aggressive. If you want to be nice, be nice. But just be free. Stand up for what you believe in. Change the world. It's that simple. You change one person's world, you've successfully changed the world. Doesn't have to be a big act of bravery. One small act of bravery can change the world. Let's go to Brandon in California. Brandon, are you holding illegal block parties? How dare you?
Hey, Owen, what's up? Thanks for taking my call, man. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I just wanted to talk about some positivity. My mom's lived in a cul-de-sac my whole life, and we threw a big block party in California for, you know, Easter this Sunday. And, you know, got to talking to some of the neighbors. We were out there playing beer pong, flip-cup, had the kids doing the Easter egg hunt.
Sounds like a good time.
It was a great time, man. And one of my neighbors asked me a question, and it really just hit me. He's like, when's the next one?
And I'm like, make them regular.
4th of July. 4th of July, man. Let's do it. And, you know, it really, like, I've been dwelling on this a lot and wanting to call in and talk about it. So I'm really glad you're doing this show today. I think, you know, InfoWars should do a big push to have massive block parties all around the country on 4th of July. I'm talking every time someone places an order, send them 10 non-political.
Just like create the phenomenon now. Create the thread now. Create the viral moment now. 4th of July, we're partying outside. Now, look, here in Texas, like I said, I mean, in Austin, we still got some masked Nazis, and the Nazi mayor here wants to make everybody wear a mask, but we're really much, for the most part, not doing it. I mean, like I said, I don't go around wearing masks. Nobody ever says anything to me. I've heard of a couple incidents, but there's ways you can avoid it. So, I mean, it's more of a push, I think, for people in California and Michigan and New York that are still dealing with this Democrat tyranny and terrorism. But, yeah, I mean, that's the answer. Get outside, link up with your neighbors, block parties, whatever. Just find a way to come together again and just fight this nonsense. And you know what? Make law enforcement deal with you. Make them deal with you. And when they come to deal with you, tell them the truth. Tell them, give them the what for and the how to. I mean, just give it something, man, before we're all totally enslaved. Thank you so much for the call, Brandon. So, I think it's pathetic that you had churches limit their Easter celebration because of government tyranny. Really sad that that was going on, but it was. Because the CDC. At the CDC, we care. We're not consistent. We don't have our facts right. We flip-flop all the time, and, well, we're all about big government. But here at the CDC, don't you worry. We will limit your freedoms. We will make sure that you're constantly in fear. And we will promote deadly drugs and vaccines onto your grandma and your children, and soon you. And if you die or have a side effect, you won't be able to sue us because we're above the law. This is the CDC. Fuck you, America.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Continuing to take your phone calls, as we promised, 3 hours, end-to-end, line-to-line. Remember, folks, don't take InfoWars being on air for granted. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Tell your friends and family about us. Most likely, it's another truth warrior. It's another human soul ready to fight for freedom, just waiting to receive the transmission. Waiting for confirmation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that. Rocket Rest, back in stock, 40% off as well. And Lung Cleanse Plus, 50% off, back in stock. Do your shopping for all the supplements you need at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all kinds of great supplements, folks. The list is too long to get into. The turmeric, the DNA Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2, vitamin B12, Ultra 12. I mean, it's just all day long. The ultimate krill oil, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't take us being on air for granted, folks. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today. Share these transmissions with your friends and family. We go back out to the phone lines where Jay has called in from Kentucky. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, happy after Easter, Mr. Schroeder.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you, are you on speaker or something?
No, I'm not.
All right, go ahead.
I'm on, Anyways, happy after Easter. That's what I was saying.
Oh, thank you.
I guess propaganda is what's going on in my, in the world, you know, and with all these channels. And, it would be nice if the military would put together a ragtag brigade like on the Grit channel there and go in and take out all these television stations and start promoting some of your YouTube type videos that you have. I don't mean that if you know what I'm saying. I'm not capable of doing it myself.
Here's the thing. We're not against free speech. I'm a free speech absolutist. These are enemy transmissions. So we need to at least identify them as enemy transmissions. CNN is an enemy of truth. CNN is an enemy of America. CNN is an enemy of humanity. Go down the list.
I went over my dad's house the other day. He can't talk. He had cancer, and they took out his larynx. And my relationship is not that good right now. He thinks I'm crazy, and I follow you guys, I follow all of you guys. I got good things to say about everybody. I buy all your products. I just ordered some Fusion and some Knockout, and I would like you to get back those 8-pack power stacks and some Turbo Force, but when it happens, it'll happen. I still got some left over. But the propaganda is just terrible. And
well, no, believe me, it's so bad. I can't even watch sports anymore, Jay. And I've always been a sports fan. Even when I kind of gave up, you know, like the kid admiration of sports or, you know, the obsession or whatever, I still like to, flip on sports on the Sunday afternoon, take a nap, you know, Saturday night, watch a ball game. You know, I can't even do that anymore. I couldn't even watch the NCAA tournament. I don't even want to go to a ball game. I guess last year was the first year I never went to a ball game because it was all shut down. But I mean, I don't even think I want to go to a ball game this year because now the MLB is catering to the Chinese communists and it's all the BLM crap and all the propaganda everywhere. So, I mean, the only answer is turn it off. Turn it off. Don't give them your money. Don't give them a dime. And so they may not care because they're just going to get all their money from China now. But yeah, the propaganda is so heavy and it's everywhere. I can't watch anything. New movies suck. It's just a shame. Thank you for the call, Jay. Let's go to GA in Las Vegas. GA, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Woo! What's up, man?
Woo!
You been down there on that border? You should have had 3,000 badges with you, man. You took everybody to the hole where they are, and you did not make one arrest. No, I'm just messing with you. But anyway, congratulations, man, on the trip that you're taking. And God has blessed you a lot, man, to witness this as being a young and in the flesh like you are, man. You're a handsome guy.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
And another thing that I would like to point out is that, the IRS and the government, they're abusing their power.
They're out of control. You know,
the power, you know, they have the power to tax and the power to destroy the economy.
The government is out of control.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
And why can't we come together to stand against big government? Because, sadly, our brothers and sisters, our fellow humans, our fellow Americans have been turned against us, and they now feel that the big government empowers them. Very sad. Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, sir, and I agree. And Alice had last night, he had the fake shakedown on 2025 to 2035, how are they going to shake down everything that they can from us, but through by brain sweat. They're going to sweat our brain in order for us to fall into this trap or this pitfall. Thank God for you and Alice, man. You and Alex, man, you are the best. And not only that, and I might close it out at this, we need to knock that Georgia's headstone down.
The Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, the Guidestone. Yep. I love you, man, because
This is what it takes. Love, man. We got to love each other. And love would knock all that down besides a physical construction plan.
Well, here's what we need to do. Because, you know, if you or I or Alex or Trump, you know, organized a bunch of people to go down and destroy the Georgia Guidestones, we'd be charged with a felony crime. But if we can somehow motivate Black Lives Matter or Antifa to do it, then maybe they could get away with it.
Yeah, let's shake them down. Let's put them on the shakedown to see if they really stand for what the color, what should I say, color, character. It's not about color, it's character.
But I'll tell you what, when we overthrow, GA, when we overthrow this New World Order, when we overthrow this worldwide tyranny, symbolically those stones will come down.
Thank God for that. And not only that, one other thing I want to give you, little bro. I call you little bro now. Because you've seen a lot, you know a lot, you know how to execute, you know how to command. And most of all, you know how to dispatch. And the main thing is this, man. Listen to God and not to man.
Amen to that, GA. Thank you so much. Great caller. Let's jump to David in Texas. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I'm about to get real heated here, if you don't mind.
All right, turn up the heat.
All right, so I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but this is about second-class citizenship. If you think Home Depot is a company that supports Christians or people with medical conditions, think again. I've been working for them for about 2 years. I recently, about 4 days ago, came down with a heavy illness. I presumed it was COVID because, you know, we're always constantly told about how bad it is and how aggressive it is. And I don't ever mask except when I'm at work, when I have to. And I live in Texas, and it's starting to get hot, and my job is very physically demanding, so I'm sweating in it. And I went to the doctor today, got a COVID test, turns out negative for COVID. Guess what I do have, though? Bacterial pneumonia. And guess who won't give me a medical or religious exemption for wearing a mask? Home Depot. And guess who's probably going to lose their job?
Have you considered litigation? Have you considered suing them?
You know, I have, but I don't have exactly a lot of money, and I feel like I would have trouble finding representation out here, man. Like, it's honestly, like, kind of scaring me at this point, because it's like, at what point will they give in and say, you know, maybe we shouldn't make our employees wear the mask, you know? And they don't, and you know what's crazy? They don't make any of the customers wear the mask, so. And you know, I like that. I like that I walk around at work and I see, you know, barely any customers nowadays wearing the mask because I live in a pretty conservative area. And I like that. And, you know, I just wish I could be like them.
I know. It's second-class citizen treatment. It's totally wrong. I'm standing for this fight right now. And I'm telling you, it shouldn't be that the service industry people or, you know, people that work at Home Depot or whatever are forced to wear a mask and get a vaccine. No, they should have just the same rights and choices as everybody else. And your fight needs to be heard right now. And I don't see anybody leading it. But let me just tell you, David, here's the problem. I believe me, I understand it. People don't want to get involved in lawsuits. They don't want to get involved in litigation. And the bills that are going to come always scare people. So I get it. But ultimately, that's what it's going to take. Now, the other option you have is to basically just film yourself going into your boss's office or something. And you don't have to become a mess or create too big of a scene, but just say, look, I'm getting fired. Wearing my mask caused me bacterial pneumonia. I'm sick now. You still won't let me take it off. This is a crime against me. This is a crime against humanity. You'll probably go viral, and you could raise awareness that way. It's really your only two options, sadly.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We're into the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You are really the host today. I'm in the host chair. I'm pretending to be the host, but you, the callers, have been great today. And so we go back to the callers here to begin the third hour. And it's Stephen in Florida calling in. He wants to talk about an experience he had at the VA. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Owen. Quick plug. 5 years ago, I had a settlement from an accident I was involved in, and I bought the Alexa Pure two-stage gravity-filled bed water filtration system and an extra filter. It came with one. If you look on the website now for InfoWars Store, those two things together is about $370. I got the whole deal for $230. So that was, this thing has paid for itself many times over. And by the way, I'm still using the same filter. Almost 5 years later, I'm still getting great water, so I really appreciate that. Now, this past Friday, I went to the VA. I've got a situation with my shoulder. I need some physical therapy. So this doctor, you know, they took my blood pressure, 123 over 80. My pulse was 75, and my everything was fine, okay? I told him, you know, I take supplements, et cetera. I'm in great health. But then he asked me, have you taken the COVID vaccine? I said, no, sir. He goes, well, why not? Well, I went into all the stuff I knew about it. And he says, well, you know, you went through basic training, right? And I said, yeah. And he says, well, in basic, they tell you, you got to have weapons to fight against an enemy. And he says, the enemy is COVID, and it's killing all these people worldwide. And so the weapon against it is the vaccine. I said, where'd you get that? He goes, the CDC and the World Health Organization. I said, sir, do you know that they're lying to everybody? Well, how do you explain all the people that they're saying are dying? I said, they fabricated all those numbers. And the thing is that I just kept pushing. I wouldn't let up. And finally he says, put your mask on, because I had my mask on my chin.
Oh, you drove him crazy at that point.
Yeah. And this guy, I should have asked him. I said, sir, have you taken the vaccines? He had a mask on, okay? So I would have said, well, what are you wearing a mask for? You know, I thought of this afterwards. But the thing is, I gave him a piece of paper, and I put on it band.video, Sherry Tenpenny. I also put Dr. Stephen Hotze and Dr. Carrie Monet. I said, please look at this information, sir, because the only pandemic is the scamdemic by which they are telling us there's a crisis when there isn't one. And I said, when I was in basic training, they told me to go into a war, you got to have weapons. What the scamdemic is doing is taking away our weapons, weakening our immune system, and making us susceptible to the kill shot. And that's what that thing is. And I said, you're going to eventually see millions of people killed by this vaccine. And, oh, I don't want to hear it. Stop, stop, stop. You know, he couldn't
stand
it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they can't handle the truth. Imagine, though, you show up at your doctor and he indoctrinates you with all the lies that we're being told, and then you have to school him on the truth. And this is your doctor. I mean, that is just surreal.
And I said to him, well, you know, I mentioned I'm taking vitamin C, vitamin D3. I take a real good multivitamin supplement. I said, I'm keeping my immune system.
Oh, he doesn't
healthy.
Like that. He wants you to rely on him, see?
Right, because he's a pill pusher for Big Pharma, and he gets all the perks from them. But I'll just tell you this. I know five people personally now, and they're all Christians, who've been brainwashed into now taking the two shots. And it grieves me. And I've told them, I'm probably not going to be speaking to you much longer because you're probably going to either have such horrible side effects that you're not going to be able to talk or you're going to end up dying. And I just feel bad for you, but there's nothing I can do for you now. Matter of fact, one friend of mine, she said she took it because her sons convinced her to, and she's in her 80s. I said, well, who told them? Where'd they get the information? Well, I don't know.
It's
no.
Sick. I mean, folks, see, that's how real it is, though. And look, some of these doctors, they just like collecting the big paycheck, and they just figure pushing big pharmaceutical and having, people relying on them for a vaccine or a drug or whatever is what keeps them rich. So sadly, that's just the mindset of some of these doctors. And then they try to indoctrinate you in the clinic.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Hasn't even been 100 days, and the Biden administration is already sending this great country into the depths of despair, all by design. Fastest 3 hours on the internet? It's the InfoWars War Room. We're already into hour number three. And we will continue to take your phone calls. I wanted to cover this real quick, though. A story just broke as we're talking about the vaccines. A story just broke at the Gateway Pundit. Headline, Facebook fact-checks woman's post on vaccine's adverse reaction 1 week before the vaccine killed her. So here was the post that Facebook banned. The vaccine is killing me today. My arm hurts, beyond exhausted, headache, stomach cramps, and earaches. Multiple people told me that I looked pale. Yesterday I was fine, but today it's taking its toll on me. And then Facebook says, nope, that's not true. Vaccines are great. And then she died. And that is exactly what the guy told me hours after getting the COVID vaccine at the gym. He couldn't even run. And this was a middle-aged male, healthy. Got the vaccine, couldn't even run, and had to leave the gym because he felt sick. Here's another one. Again, I don't take stories like this, but from just, you know, random tweets, but this one has enough information that I think it's legitimate. A post from a gal named Sarah Holub takes her COVID vaccine selfie. So remember, they have the selfie station set up. And so she took her, Sarah Holub took her COVID selfie. Well, it turns out that she just died. 4 days after taking her COVID vaccine selfie, she passed away. 40-year-old, and they're saying from natural causes, but what those causes are, they fail to address. That's because she died from the COVID vaccine. So it's Russian roulette. It killed this young girl, Desiree Penrod. It killed Sarah Holub, and it's going to continue killing if we continue to play Russian roulette, put the gun to our temple, and pull the trigger. Some will get blanks and survive. Some may just barely miss and survive but have damage, and some will have their head completely blown off. Except it's a silent weapon for quiet wars, injected into you to kill you deader than a hammer and have you not have any clue what happened to you in 6 years or 6 months, whenever it happens. And Big Brother and Big Tech and Big Government will be right there to shut you up if you dare blame anything on big pharmaceutical manufacturing companies that make the deadly vaccine. That's the New World Order. Hope you like it. We go back to the phone lines. Nick in Michigan, you are on the InfoWars War Room. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me? My phone is not in great shape. I'm having to talk to you a certain way.
Well, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, roger that. I just wanted to say last time we spoke is honestly, wouldn't say a full year ago, but 7-8 months, was just you were fielding calls about family members or people that work in the hospital and what they were going through.
Yes.
The one closest to me was someone that was in a completely different office, not doing anything with COVID. The family member close to me got transferred into a hospital building, you know, dealing not directly with COVID patients, but their, you know, workers around them were, and they weren't allowed to wear masks. You know, this obviously we're looking at it differently now. You know how we feel about wearing a mask, but yeah, this family member tried to wear a mask for safety and they weren't allowed to. I was a caller that said they were told not to wear masks in the hospital, and this particular family member was actually written up by the office manager for trying to wear a mask in regards to not scaring
the patient. I mean, again, we have to go back in time and remember this. At first they said don't wear the mask. At first they said the mask doesn't stop the virus. At first they said the mask spreads the disease. Well, then what happened? Then what changed? And it will be interesting as summer is approaching, because I don't really think they made the mask mandates really until like fall of last year is when the mask became the trendy thing to mandate. So, I mean, what are these people going to do wearing masks out in Texas heat? I mean, folks, summer in Texas, it's hot everywhere. You can't avoid
it. Could I say one thing about Donald Trump? You know, I want to see him run again. I'm just waiting for that signal to say, hey, are you really listening to what Alex is pointing out about this quote-unquote vaccine, mRNA technology that's not really a vaccine? Are you listening? And, you know, I've called you, you know, maybe 7-8 times. I'm a long-time listener in the War Room. Shout out to Roger Stone. I want to see him back on air with you. And I just, you know, always pointing out these topics. Geoengineering, 5G, vaccine technology, and, you know, weather warfare. Are they going to get pointed out? And I want to say 9/11 truth as well. That's one thing also I would have liked to have seen pointed out by Donald Trump. But are these things, you know, going to get exposed in the next 4 years, 3-4 years here?
Probably not. Probably not. Not by Donald Trump.
I thank you guys for what you do. Thank you for the sacrifices that you put up with. And thank you to the crew and everyone. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you, Nick.
What you guys do.
You're part of this. You're part of this body of work as well. And so we thank you. We thank all of our audience. Again, at this point, you know, it's so funny, too, because, well, I won't even go down that road. I'll go down a rabbit hole. But seriously, we thank the audience. If it wasn't for you, you know, we wouldn't be here, folks. Your funding has come through. It's helped us fight all these ridiculous legal battles and pay for all the URLs and pay for all the infrastructure and the bandwidth and everything that we have to do all on our own since we get banned from all the big tech companies. All right, let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Charles, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
The Destroyer? Okay. The first thing I want to hit on is here in Wilmington, North Carolina, we had a what they classify as a mass shooting. 7 people got shot, 3 died.
Wait. When did that happen?
Oh, just this last weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody mentioned that. I didn't see that on any news over the weekend.
Well, it just came up on CNN, actually. Oh. That's why I got interested, and I went on CNN. And, you know, I went to school here. I know the types of parties where 26-year-olds are hanging out with 16-year-olds. And I know that neighborhood. And they talk about food deserts and how gun owners are not being responsible and, you know, criminals are stealing their weapons and this type of thing happens. So it's the gun owner's fault again.
Well, yeah, everything's the gun owner's fault. Everything is Trump fault, gun owner fault, Christian fault, white male fault. Come on, you know this. It's the easiest thing to do as an intellectual leftist is to blame white man, blame racism. It's the most intellectual thing they can do. No, they've become mentally ill. They've been trained, they've been propagandized, they're now sadly mentally retarded.
Of course, yes. And the irony and the deception of not even lying but just not talking about it is, you know, people talk about Flint's dirty water. We have PFAs. People talk about fluoride, but nobody talks about C8 and Gen X. It's everywhere.
I had somebody send that has plants. Go look it up. Every website will tell you not to give fluoridated water to your pets, not to give fluoridated water to your plants. Well, then why the hell are they giving it to us?
Yeah, yeah. In second grade, they covered our water fountains, and they drew my blood at school and told me they were going to give me $800 because I have the chemicals, the Teflon, in my blood. Parkersburg, West Virginia, Washington Works DuPont plant. Thank you for that.
What?
Well, yeah.
Are you the Teflon Charles?
Oh, I'm the Teflon guy. I moved down here to Wilmington, North Carolina, and drank their Gen X water. That's the chemical they replaced C8 with. Thank you, ChemWars of New Hanover County.
Oh, and I love how they always want to, like, make fun of InfoWars or Alex Jones. Like, oh, he says chemicals in the water are doing this or turning the frogs gay. And then they, like, write major pieces. Oh, yeah, look, there's the story right there from 2005. Teflon chemical found in the blood of everyone on Earth. Scientist puzzled. Huh. That's nice. And it'll be good for us, probably. Charles, thank you for the call.
You have a good one. And don't forget the slave trade that North Korea, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Iran are still running to this day.
Yeah, but that weird coop down in Texas says that the chemicals are turning the frogs gay. But then we test the water and there's all these chemicals in it and men are turning gay too. What the hell?
I know. You have a great night, sir.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A rising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeast, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
Who murdered Ashley Babbitt? And why don't we have the name? And why hasn't he been arrested? And if you understand the whys of that, you begin to understand the corruption that we're dealing with. Who murdered Ashley Babbitt, and why to this day almost 3 months after her murder do we still not have a name? Who is covering this up and why? Should be a bigger story, but our media is corrupt and complicit, and so we may never know. There may never be justice for Ashley Babbitt. We may never even have any clue at what happened to her or who shot her or why. But we'll know why they covered it up. We'll know why they lied about it. We go back to the phone lines, and we have Christine calling in from New Jersey. Christine, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm great, Christine. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so I wanted to call because I hear some callers calling in, and they're, you know, the guy that had the bacterial pneumonia in his lungs from working at Home Depot. The other want to do a lawsuit. First, I want to tell people they don't need a lawyer to file a complaint. They could do it on their own. I mean, they're entitled to a fair and public hearing. The filing fee could be anywhere between $200 and $400. So, I mean, they have nothing to lose, right, by filing a complaint. And I encourage anybody to file a complaint on the government and the health departments that are, you know, making these mask mandates, putting all these COVID policies in place, illegal quarantining. I live in New Jersey, and it's a nightmare here. They're psychopaths. They're psychopaths, what they're doing to people. We've been under this mask mandate for a past year. You know, people have to walk around everywhere they go, act like they're infected with the virus. Wearing a mask that doesn't even work. I mean, every study shows.
It's beyond that, Christine. I mean, this is such brainwashing. This is such mind control. It's unbelievable to witness.
Psychological
it.
Warfare.
Not only does the mask not work, it spreads disease. We
it
have
does.
The science. We have the studies. All right, Christine, I can't tell if you're juggling your phone or you're playing hopscotch or something. I'm having trouble hearing you now. Joe Biden has entered the conversation.
I'm sorry?
We were having trouble hearing you, Christine.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
I was saying that I have a lawsuit on the health department here, the governor, the Board of Education, the school, because I follow every word the governor says. Now, he's already planning on keeping these masks on our kids' faces in the schools. He's already planning on it. The kids aren't even in school. I'm not going to let my kids go to school with a mask on their face. So this is what I wanted to tell you. Now, I don't hear this a lot. I don't know if a lot of people know this. So I think all your listeners should know. Okay, so do you know how the vaccine is approved under emergency use authorization?
Yeah.
Okay, guess what else is approved under emergency use authorization from the FDA? Masks. Go on the FDA website. I discovered this. I submitted it to the court. It's prohibited by federal law to mandate something under emergency use. It's experimental, and it requires informed consent. There's two more federal laws that are being broken by these governors.
Yeah, here's the thing. They have violated so many laws. Anybody that's been involved with this fake pandemic, anybody who's been involved with the force of the vaccine and the mask has committed a crime. And so, but the crime is so big and so overwhelming, it's the bigger the crime, the easier it is to get away with.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't see people fighting back. They need to be in court and they need, like, I'm doing it. What do I have to lose by doing it? I have to.
I completely agree.
And let this happen. It's seriously... There's psychopaths in New Jersey. I'm going to tell you what they do real quick. Okay, they say they're protecting public health. They're going above and beyond to create this disgusting environment to protect public health. Meanwhile, they're promoting and pushing a vaccine that's proven not to be safe or effective. People are dying from it, and yet they're promoting it. But I'm going to tell you what's even sicker. They have these vaccination sites set up all over New Jersey, vaccination sites. The governor and the health commissioner go to these vaccination sites and celebrate. I'm telling you, I swear to God, they celebrate the teachers now. Teachers are allowed to get vaccines. They celebrate it, and they stand there in a circle, and they stand there and watch these people get vaccinated like it's a ritual. But yet they're claiming they're trying to protect public health and then promoting an experimental vaccine.
It's a death cult ritual. Absolutely.
It's disgusting. I mean, I can't even take it.
And they dance. And they dance on the bodies. And they dance on the graves of all the people that they kill with the vaccine.
With some fires burning in the background.
Yeah. Like, no, it's a satanic death cult. That's what it is. And many of these people don't even realize that's what they're taking part in, sadly. Christine, thank you so much. Great call. Steve in Connecticut. Steve in Connecticut, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Awesome, man. Yeah, man, we're facing the same challenges here, just like the last caller. And what I wanted to talk about today was particularly the Red Cross, and particularly if any attorneys are listening, a way around, because of the patents of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, in such cases, how they're going to protect the blood supply from anyone who is donating blood from the mRNA vaccine. And something I wanted to wrap your brain around and any of your listeners is that if this mRNA-type blood structure enters the blood supply, I've already reviewed the FDA studies. I've already reviewed what they've said on their website. But we actually tried contacting Pfizer and also Governor Malloy here. I'm sorry, Governor Lamont, Malloy 2.0, as to explain to the public that it is not actually safe under this experimental authorization use. That this potentially could taint the blood supply, because I would like to see a study from Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, any of the vaccine manufacturers that think they have immunity. I'd like to see how they tested it on specific blood types, because I have not seen Dr. Fauci or even the White House at all state how they're actually protecting the blood supply to determine if somebody has had a Moderna vaccine versus a Pfizer vaccine. Under the emergency authorization use, it specifically states that they cannot mix vaccinations.
And, of course, you realize that they haven't tested that, except they are testing it right now in live time on all the people they vaccinate.
That's actually my point. And this afternoon, we had a friend that was actually going to go deliver down to the Groton area in New London, a nice 6x6 sign in front of the Pfizer facility. That says Nuremberg 2.0, basically every employee in this building will be held accountable. And the reason I'm saying that is I have not found a single study talking about blood types, anticoagulation bodies, nothing. And I was hoping that you guys could possibly look into this, because the facts that they have on the FDA website, I'm very concerned. I have a friend that actually does dialysis. And the fact that if somebody is donating blood with this particular vaccine, it does something different than normal individuals that would have like a regular.
Well, yeah, you know what? This is a very serious thing. I know that there are some nurses that are kind of looking into this. So hopefully we'll be able to maybe provide some answers to that. But as far as the vaccine, yeah, it's trial. It's
all of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. A lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
InfoWars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at band.video.
Remember just last year, when InfoWars and others were warning about the vaccine passport. And what did the brainwashed masses say?
You're a conspiracy theorist. There's no vaccine passports coming.
Now, flash forward to the year 2021. The vaccine passports are here. And if you don't want it, what do they say?
You're a conspiracy theorist if you don't like the vaccine passport.
And this is the brainwashed muck of society that we have to deal with. And sadly, we're going to have to blast through at ramming speed if we want to survive and be free. It's not how we want it to go, but you want to be the front lines for the New World Order? You want to be pawns for the New World Order? You know who usually gets knocked out of the chess match first? The pawns. Yeah. They usually don't make it too far. Sorry to say. But we are taking phone calls. We are two segments away from an entire show of calls. It's been great. The callers have been great today. We go back to the lines now. Matt in Chicago, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Good. I was hoping to talk to you today about political correctness.
Okay, well, here you go.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking with all these professional sports organizations in promoting BLM, and it's almost becoming like a virtue signal and sort of infecting all of the things in life that we once all could enjoy together. I feel like not just the right, but Christians in general need to come out and be able to distinguish what's social Marxism and, you know, worshiping equality as a false idol versus what's being a Christian.
Yeah, well, more churches and pastors should be standing up against the vaccines, against all kinds of things. They just don't do it. They've either been compromised or they're too cowardice.
And I feel like Marxism, as it's being like promoted today, is almost being promoted as like a religion than Christianity.
I'm watching a host. I won't even say the guy's name, and he's fine enough. But it's funny. I'm watching his show last night. He's live on Sunday nights, and his whole thing is kind of what you're talking about. How liberalism has become this weird religion of political correctness and virtue signaling. And I'm listening to this guy's show, and I'm like, wow, this is literally the exact same show that I heard from Alex Jones 5-6 years ago. Now, here's the irony. This individual goes on Fox News and bashes Alex Jones and says that we shouldn't be on air, and he was glad when we got censored. And then he comes on air years after we've already covered it and covered our exact news topics. So it's really just sad and pathetic, and these people prance around, and that's why I'm glad I'm not involved in mainstream media, and I don't even want to be involved in that type of lifestyle or promotion or anything, but it's just hilarious to watch them all playing catch up. And there's bad people and there's good people. But, you know, aside from that, we could already have our own market on so many different things. And that's what they're trying to snuff out. They don't want there to be an actual free market where people can come up and say, hey, come to my store. You don't have to wear a mask. Come to my baseball league. You don't have to wear a mask or whatever. We're not going to close our doors. But it just shows how they have a monopoly on all of these things. And so, really, it's impossible to compete. Just look at big tech. Look at social media giants. That's just one example. But, yeah, the churches and their leaders should be more outspoken. I agree, Matt. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Shannon in Ohio. Shannon, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Owen, what an honor. You guys are heroes. God bless you. I am so happy to be able to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. So I was really pumped when Alex went over all that SPAR stuff, the meetings and things that happened in 2017. So I went online and I downloaded that document and I read it for myself, which I recommend everybody do. And so I was going through the John Hockman's website, and I found on their website they have a bunch of completed exercises. And one of the completed exercises that I found was called Claude X, C-L-A-D-E-X. And this was the John Hopkins Center for Health Security hosted a Claudex pandemic tabletop exercise on May 15, 2018 in Washington, D.C. And the purpose of the exercise was to illustrate high-level strategic decisions and policies that the United States and the world will need to pursue in order to prevent a pandemic or diminish its consequences should it prevention fail. So they, in this website, they have like bunches of photos, live streamed archived video footage of the exercises, and some of these photos includes, you know, world leaders and U.S. diplomats. And the news from this event was from November 2017 all the way up through May 2018. So that is a completely another exercise that they were involved in. And I also noticed on the SPARS document that if right before the table of contents, it says this: the center is part of the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and is located in Baltimore, Maryland. So Bloomberg has something to do with this. And I found that quite interesting. I don't know if you guys touched on that or not. And then my last suggestion for InfoWars is whenever I'm at a neighbor's house and I want to show them an InfoWars video, it's hard to do it on my phone. I would like to be able to cast the videos onto a larger TV screen. And I wish your videos had the cast function, so that makes it easier for us to do that. And the last thing I want to say is that every time I get a chance or have the funds, I go to your website. I buy your T-shirts, which, by the way, fit really well. I'm 3X, and it fits me really well. I get your coffee mugs. I wish they were a little bit bigger, but I got your privacy pouch, and I also sponsor. You know, even if I can only sponsor $25, I do that. Sometimes I'll sponsor $100 or $200, I'll do that. But I wish all the viewers would just go right now to your website and sponsor you guys. You guys do an important job, and I really appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate that. As far as the streaming or the casting to a TV, that's either one of two issues. One, it's because we're not allowed to have an app, and so you have to operate everything from ours off a web browser because they ban us from being on any apps. But two, you should be able to just cast whatever is on your phone screen, and it shouldn't matter what web browser you use. But I'll be honest, I don't do casting to screens like that, so I'm kind of a novice on that subject. But that'd be my two responses to that. Shannon, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. S. I was wondering if you were just down at the border there and you saw with your own eyes if you think adrenochrome / harvesting has something to do with the border apocalypse. And is it true that high potency 98%, 99% adrenochrome is $1 billion a kilogram?
I don't know the black market price for adrenochrome. As far as the criminal activity at the southern border, absolutely that's a potential. You've got unaccompanied minors. You've got minors being put in hotels with strangers. There's no rapid DNA testing. So anything could be happening with these kids once they get into the country.
And then on a different note, you know how you and Alex Jones talk about DMT, psychonauts, and people who explore like DMT realm, and you've maybe heard about people who lucid dream or onernauts. You know, dream comes from the word Traum, a German word Traum for trauma. Anyways, I was wondering if you heard of people who die and come back in order to prove God exists. I'm not talking just about NDEs, but finding a way to be dead as a form of religious exploration and enlightenment.
I am not too familiar with that. There are weird things where people come back and they're like, no, I was this man in a future life. Like, there's some kid that believes he's the reincarnation of Lou Gehrig. And he, like, knows random facts. So that's been documented. I don't know about what you're saying, though.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It hurts me to say this, because I'm boycotting the MLB this year. At least that's my intention. Probably the first year that I won't go to a ball game. But the Rangers game, I've got friends there. They're sending me videos. The Rangers had a packed house today for opening day, and most people were not wearing masks. So that's nice. You wish that some players and organizations in the MLB would stand up against the communists taking over and the leftists taking over with their propaganda, but too much propaganda for me there, so I hate to even promote anything MLB related. But boy, it is nice to see people gathering for a large event not wearing masks.
And by the way, all the lies that the media said about super spreader events, notice how they're not saying that anymore because they just have been proven totally liars just by time passing. It's usually how it goes. We're here in the final segment of the InfoWars War Room. Yeah, there's a view of it right there. Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, folks, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is what keeps us on the air. Don't take us for granted. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to try to squeeze in as many of these callers as possible in the final segment here. We've got Kayla in Pennsylvania. Kayla, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hi, Owen. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the World Economic Forum. I feel like with Event 201 in our faces and people still are completely denying like what's right in front of you and what's right in front of us, what step can we take next? I just feel like no matter who I speak to, no matter what I show to people, it's still a conspiracy theory.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure there's anything you can do for them. But what you can do is something for yourself. I mean, it's all about making smart decisions. I would say, if you have the means, get the hell away from any Democrat-run cities. If you have the means, diversify. Get out of the Federal Reserve note, diversify. Get your kids out of the schools that Democrats and leftists and liberals run. And just be the best person you can be now. And just gird yourself for this war and be ready to stay steadfast because there is potential for victory at the end of this thing. But we're going to have to make sure we're ready when that day comes, whatever it means, to either survive or hold out or resist, whatever that means. So as far as trying to awaken friends and family, I mean, at this point, if they don't get it yet, I'm just not sure we can help them.
I also want to recommend it's How to Survive the 21st Century, and it's on the World Economic Forum on YouTube of Davos of 2020. And I think it's particularly interesting what Yuval Noah Harari has to say about us in general and where everything is leading. And it's a biometric bracelet that they think we should all wear, and it seems like that's the future. So
yes, worldwide tyranny. No, absolutely.
It's the billionaires, you know?
It's worldwide tyranny. Every human is a commodity. We're treated like cattle. We're herded like cattle. We're branded. We're marked. We're tracked. We're traced. Absolutely, 100%. That's the plan. And so people wanting to deny it now are going to be the ultimate downfall because if you don't fight back against it now, it'll be too late. Thank you for the call, Kayla. Let's go to Christine in Canada. Christine, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
I love you guys. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about the mask. I went into a pharmacy in my neighborhood, and I had my mask on. I was going to the cash, and I felt kind of a little bit faint. So after I finished with the cashier, I was walking out the door down the hallway, and I removed my mask. And one of the employees says, hey, you, put your mask back on. I said, I'm not near anybody. There's nobody behind me. There's nobody in front of me. She said, get it back on. I said, I'm leaving the store. She says, put it on. And I was just like, oh, forget it. And I just left the store. But another time when I went to that same store, another girl said to me, because I'm a little overweight and everything, she said, why don't you just order stuff from home? You know, and it's like, come on, you know, I have a right to go out. I have a right to be.
Yes, since when? You know, there used to be a time, and it wasn't so long ago. I remember it. I mean, I would even say the 90s. But since when do people think that your private life, your life, your business is any business of theirs? Here's an idea.
I know.
Mind your own damn business, man. Mind your own damn business, lady. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's really nuts.
Why don't you order from home? Why don't you shove it, man? I'm sick of these people. Like, what happened to people wanting to get all nosy involved in your personal private life? Like, what the hell? What business is of yours? Leave me alone, you tyrant. Nazi.
I know. It's really bad in Eastern Canada. It's like complete communism. China has taken over our country. It's awful.
What are you in Toronto? Where are you?
Quebec.
Man.
Yeah. So it's not nice here. The lockdowns have been terrible, and you can't go to any restaurant. They're all doing takeout and all that stuff.
Meh.
So it's just pathetic. And I want to just plug Chill Force, Vasobeat, B12, X3, your toothpaste. They're all great. I love them. I love your products. They're really good. They're helping me. I lost like 15 pounds in the last little while, and I've been taking my supplements like religiously, and they're great stuff.
Well, thank you, Christine. You keep us on air with your support, so we thank you. All right, let's go to Luke in Washington. Luke, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, sir. I called in about the mask. So I just wanted to point out that the psychology, perhaps, that before it was even mandated up here in Washington, at least in Lacey, Olympia area, people were already wearing them. Before it was even mandated, like 90%. And so if they lift it, they might just still wear them.
Oh, for sure they'll still wear them. There's no doubt. I'm seeing that here in Texas. But, you know, here's what happened. In February and March, there were people, including Fauci and Burks and some others, that were having meetings in the White House talking about what was coming out of China. They knew it came out of a lab. And, they were running the fear-mongering then, but it was still kind of a mystery. And so they let some of this intel get out of the White House. It got to us at InfoWars, and that's why in the beginning when we were covering this, we were kind of like, well, we're really not sure what's going to happen. Could be really bad. And we had the debates on air, and I remember people were telling me, Owen, don't fly. Don't fly. It's going to be really bad. Again, this all happened on air. This is not secret stuff. We're very transparent. Well, I flew a couple times. I never wore the mask. I never got sick. But so it's clear that the propaganda was going through the White House. And so they wanted some of that to kind of leak out to cause the mystery, but they were foreshadowing what they were really going to do. So the people that came into the White House and Fauci and others that came and sat with White House people and other people in D.C. and were having big meetings with other billionaires were like, yeah, this is going to be really bad. The whole economy is going to be shut down. People are going to be wearing masks. It's really bad. And they were that the big, of course, head fake was, 3 million minimum are going to die. Well, that was all a lie. But they already had all of it planned out. The masks, the forced vaccines, the economic shutdown, it was already all planned out. And they were just laying the groundwork with the fear-mongering and the mystery to then bring in the medical tyranny. And now here we are.
And can't forget the China propaganda videos. Those were like watching 100 people convulse in that alleyway, if you remember
that.
Yeah,
and watching them go in and like raid houses and throw them into like, you know, like Hannibal Lecter trucks and just locking them in.
Exactly.
And wearing the hazmat suits.
Exactly. It's deception. Yep. By design.
No, 100%, man. It was 100%. It was all meant to leak out. It was all planned from the beginning. I mean, well planned. I mean, this is a worldwide criminal cabal. They are master criminals, folks. I mean, we're not dealing with amateurs here. So we better gut up. And get serious. Thanks for the call. Final caller, John in New Hampshire. Final caller today, John in New Hampshire.
Yes, thank you for taking the call, Owen. I just want to let you know there's a big box office chain supply store that will laminate your COVID vax card for free to protect it. If you use their coupon code 81450. And I kind of thought that was a strange number. So I looked it up online. What is code, 81450? And it came back, if you remember, when Obamacare came in and they numeralized all the procedures. This one decodes as CPT 81450 under genomic sequencing procedures and other molecular multi-analyte assays. So basically, it comes back to genomic sequencing procedures, which, of course, deals with DNA sequencing. And I thought that was just a little coincidental of all the 100,000 codes that they could come up with. It would refer to a vaccination.
Yes, and I'm sure it's just a coincidence that Bill Gates' patent is 060606. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that they're running the number 666 all over the news Easter weekend because of some devil Satan shoes. Yeah, I'm sure it's all just coincidence, John. We know better than that, don't we? That does it for the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Thanks to the crew. And as always, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.